Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay. We said in the Mishnah, Dini Mamonos is Bishloisha. Financial matters, you need three dayanim. And the first topic was mentioned was what was Gzeilus. Okay? Gzeilus is the first topic mentioned. So Rashi says explicitly, okay, let's see the Rashi inside again, because there's two parts to this Rashi, and the first part we'll break down is the first part, okay? So let's see the Rashi inside. Shimon, why don't you read the Rashi? Xavis, please go ahead. So Rashi says, Kofer b'pikadon is when you deny the pikadon, you were asked to watch a basketball. That's the example we always use. The guy denies he was ever given the basketball. So that makes yourself a goslin. But then Rashi says, no, but there's another case, the Mishalech Boyad, that if you dribble the basketball, Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Socher are not allowed to what? They're not allowed to use the object. They just watch the object. Okay, let's get everything clear today. There are four Shomer. Shomer Chinam is not paid. He's not able to use the item. He watches the item. He's only obligated in what? In Pshia, negligence. You got it? Shomer Socher is a paid watchman. Since he's paid, he's elevated to be chayv not only in negligence, but what else? Geneva, and also aveda. Stolen or lost, he's chayv. Then the third shomer is a socher. What's a socher? A renter. Machlok is Rameir of Yudin and Mishnah Bab Metziah Daf Pei. Is he like a shomer chinam or like a shomer socher? Machlok is Bab Metziah Peyam and Beis in the Mishnah between Rameir of Yudin. We paskin a socher is like a shomer socher. Okay? And then the fourth guy is a what? Is a shoel. What's a shoel? A borrower where he doesn't even use the item. He can use the item, but doesn't have to pay. So since kol hanashalo, that's the expression used in the Gemara. What do you mean kol hanashalo? He gets everything. He uses the item, he doesn't have to pay anything. If that's the case, then he's responsible for everything. Meaning what? Negligence, geneva and aveda. What else? Onsen, even an accident. What's the one thing that a shoel is exempt from? Go ahead. What is your first name again?
Zach.
I got you. Mace? Excellent. Mace Machmas Malacha. Bab Mitzia Sadi Babam and Base. Mace Machmas Malacha. You borrow a car, it dies, the motor goes busted. Your putter. Atabi keep Italian Milsa. That's the expression of the Gemara. What does that mean? Atabi keep Italian Milsa. What am I supposed to put? Leave the car in the garage? Supposed to hang it in the garage? Leave it? Supposed to borrow it to use it? If it died, it died. Why should I be responsible? Those are the four Shomer. You got to know that. Okay? So Shlichus Yad is the first two guys, the Shomer Sachar, Shomer Chinam, Zach, like Zach said, can't touch it. If they touch it, it's a Chisar. Mechalikus Beshamet Bisil Bometzia, what daf? Mem Gilmo Bezim said, even if you think about it, remember? Tosos said it can't mean think about it, it has to mean speak about it. Beshamet said he can't even speak about it. We don't hold like Beshamet, we hold like Bisil. So Rashi writes, you did two things here. You denied it, and you also did what? You were Shalech Boyad, makes you a Gazan. Go ahead. Shimon? He stole the sword from Yad HaMitzri. Go ahead, Aval. But if you borrow money, you don't pay it back. You're not going to Gazan because Milvolot Son didn't, which we'll get back to Bezishan. Okay. Want to begin like this. Let's get it. Bubba Kama Ayin Testament Base. Zach, you got it? Let's get it down. What is the difference between a ganef and a goslin? Judy, you got me? Ma'alim wish a mazal tov to Daniel. Having a liba vigal, it's a big simcha. Yeah, okay, we'll have one. Not today, though. Not today, Jacob, okay? I know you want to have one. I do, too. Okay? We got this, though? Let's get it. Ayin Testament base. Please get it down, guys. What is the difference between a ganef and a goslin? A ganef is someone who steals covertly. He is more scared of man than Hashem. He puts man on a higher pedestal than Hashem. Therefore, he does it at night when no one's around. Hashem says, you act like that, you're going to chayev the caring the principle and you chayev kefil, double. Because you put man on a higher cover than Hashem. What is a goslin? A goslin is overt stealing in public. He doesn't put man over Hashem. He just doesn't care about anything. That fellow's only chayiv and kerev. Bubba kama ayin tesamid base. Okay? That's Nakuda number one. Let's get that clear. You got to get it. Okay. Number two. The Gemara in Baba Kama and Ayin Tesemet Beis quotes two psukim as to what the concept of Gezel is. Rashi Vayas and the Rambam quote that it's referring to Vayigzol as a what? Vayigzol Sachanis Biyada Mitzri. Now I looked it up today. Thank you, Pinchas, for your parsha, for your Tanakh. In Shmuel Beis, Perichav Gimel, Pasuk Chaf, it discusses the character Ubineyahu ben Yoyada. Have you guys heard of him? He was the Nasi, the Sanhedrin, during this man of David HaMelech. He was a good chavar of David HaMelech. He became his confidant. And in these psukim, it describes that he went ahead and he struck down an Egyptian man, a man of imposing appearance. In the hand of the Egyptian was a spear, and he came down upon him with a stick and stole the spear from the hand of the Egyptian and killed him with his own spear. That's the Pasuk Beferish, okay? Beferish of Pasuk, it's in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, okay? By Yigzol. Classical Gezel is stealing. There is another Pasuk, please get it, that is quoted in Ayin Tesemet Beis of Baba Kama, Pasuk in Shoftim. Interesting. A Pasuk in Shoftim that also discusses Gezel. What is the Pasuk in Ayin Tesemet Beis? It says the following, Shoftim Tes, Vayisimu, let me give it to you exactly. It's discussing Avimelech and Shechem in Shoftim. And it says as follows. It says the following pasuk. It says, V'yasimu l'avale Shechem ha'arvim ha'arashi ha'arim v'yigzlu et kodoshi yavro alem ba'darach v'yugad l'Avimelech. There was discord between Avimelech and Shechem. And it says that the inhabitants, it says, Beferish of Shechem set up ambushes against him on the mountainside tops, and they robbed against anyone who passed them on the road. This was told Avimelech. So it's interesting, Rashi doesn't quote that pasuk. He only quoted the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. And it's also interesting, the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Gzela, Perek Aleph and Halacha Gimel, also quotes the same pasuk that Rashi quotes, Vayigzol Samitzri. They don't quote that pasuk in Shoftim. So I want you to get that down, okay? That's an interesting point. It could very well be the reason why that is because it's more mefurish in Shmuel that it says v'yigzol, because these guys were hiding out. So even though it does say v'yigzol in the pasuk, but since they were hiding out, maybe it's not as mefurish. So that's the second nekud I want you to get, that there are two psukim quoted as to what the makor of classical gzela is. Rashi and Rambam only quote one. They don't quote the one in Shoftim. And the reason might be is because the one in Shmuel might be more mefurish, elaborating exactly what Gzela is. Okay, that's what the Lechem Mishnah wants to say on the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel in Hilchos Gzela. That's why the Rambam quoted that, because it was more explicit. Okay, so we have the two psukim beferish. Okay, that say beferish what this concept is. Okay, now Rashi writes here a tremendous chiddush. And the Aruch Lanier is very bothered by this, okay? The Aruch Lanier is very bothered by it. But before we mention the Aruch Lanier, there are different manuscripts of Tosfos. One of the manuscripts of Tosfos is called the Tosfos Ksav Yad Paris, from Paris. So in the Tosfos Ksav Yad Paris, he writes, I want you to get this, that Kfira B'Pikadon does not, without Shlichus Yad, is not considered to be a Goslem. Because there's a famous concept in Shas, that whenever you give an object to a guy to watch, kol hecha der b'shusei demare nisa. If I give an object to a fellow to watch, we consider it halachically to still be in my reshus. Not physically, because it's not physically in my reshus. But halachically, we consider it to be still in my reshus. Okay? Because he's showing kol hecha de isa, wherever the item is, bershusi demara isa. It's in the domain of the owner. Kol hecha de isa, wherever the object is, the bershusi demara isa remains under the auspices, halachic auspices of the original mafkin. Okay, that's when it comes to hilchos pikadon. So the Tosfos Ksav Yad Paris writes that kfira v'pikadon without doing shlichus yad is not considered to be gazlonus because it still remains in the rishus of who? Of the mafkid, the owner of the object. With kfir alone, it does not remove it. So the Tosos Sav Yan Paris is very much like Rashi, meaning to say that in order to take it out of your rishus, what do you need, Ephraim? You need shlichus yad. In order to take it out of the rishus of the mafkid and put it in the rishus of the who? Of the ganef. Okay? So there is a rishon, and I gave it to you before, the Talmidei HaRamban, that says, Kofer b'pikar d'mishalech bo yad. Please get it done. So we have Rashi, Tosus Ksav Yad Mi Paris, and also the Talmidei HaRamban, which is in the Kobetz Beforshim, which I want everyone to try to get. I'm getting, Johnny's going to buy it for me, I gave him the money. We say that there are Rishonim that say, not just Rashi, that say Kofer b'pikonim d'mishaleach bo'yad is how you masber what gazlonis is. Or you also say, as Rashi says, classical gazlonis where you steal from a guy. Vayizulas emitzrus. Okay? So we find Lamais, it's not just Rashi, it's Ksav Yad, Tos Ksav Yad Paris, and also Talmid Ramban. Okay, comes along the Aruch Lanier I gave you. Freck the Aruch Lanier, it's against the Gemara. A Gemara later on of Baba Kama. We start off with Ayin Tesim and Beis. What does it say in Kuf Heim and Beis of Baba Kama? In the name of Rav Sheshes? Zok the Gemara? Amar Rav Sheshes, a kofer, because of Nasa love Gazlan, the Chayiv Ba'onsin. Rav Sheshes says, in order to become a Gazlan, all you have to do is deny it, Jeremy. All you have to do is deny it. Kofer b'pikaron, just deny it. Zach, you got me? Kofer b'pikaron, all you have to do is deny it. Ask the Aruch Lanier, it's against the Gemara. Why does Rashi say kofer b'pikaron d'mishalech bo yad? Even without shlichus yad, we become a Gazlan. Judy, you follow me? Even without shlichus yad, you would become a Gazlan. Just simply denying the object being given to you should make you a Gazlan. So why does Rashi have to add in the Mishlichus Boyad? That's what the Aruch Lanier is bothered by. It's a great kasha. Tremendous kasha, the Aruch Lanier asks. And what does the Aruch Lanier say? He says a mistake fell in Rashi. And you must add the word O. You must say O Shesholach Boyad. Amazing. Who says exactly the same thing? What did the Chiddush Yaron say? I just wanted you to see the first paragraph. I know a few guys went a little bit aviter. I'm sorry. I didn't say that to you, Beferish. But what does Rashi say? What does the Chiddush Yaron say? Lashon Gzeilus Kolel, Kol Mashadim Zoch Latzim, Mishel Chaver Hain, Shechatef Ezech Hefetz, O Shalech Yoyat, O Kofer Bepikadon. Rashi says, Chiddush Yaron says, Kamoshu Mufurish Beparsha Shomer Chinim. What does the Chiddush Yaron say? He says the word O. He says the word O, guys. Three types of gazlonis. What are the three categories of gazlonis? Which three? Classical gazela, kofer b'pikaron, and shlichus yad. You want to get it down. Those are the three classical categories of gazelas. That's what the Chiddush Yaron writes. And he says, the Aruch Lanier, you got to put the word O in. It's a mistake in Rashi. Now, at first glance, my response to that is I'm a little bit uncomfortable. The Aruch Lanier was one of the Gedolei Yisrael, but we just dug up who? The Talmidei Ramban, who said exactly like Rashi, and also the Ksav Yad Mi Paris. Tosos Ksav Yad Mi Paris. So it's not just Rashi. So let's try to embark upon a Mahalach, Adam. Let's get it. That we can what? We can say to answer up Rashi. Maybe two Mahalachim we're going to say. To answer up Rashi by not, we just answered up Rashi by saying, oh, but we're going to say two other Mahalachim, rather than put the word, because I'm uncomfortable with putting the word O in when you have other Rishonim that say it beferish. Other Rishonim say it beferish, the word without the O. They say, according to Mishalach Boyad. Now, granted, we're going to have to answer that Kasha. Isn't Kofer Bikon alone enough? But Lamaisa, this is what the Aruch Lanier wants to say. And I want you to get this. Rashi and Bezum and Bezum, when we get to it, Bez Hashem of the Gemara, Din Raska Vinikrav, says Vinikrav Ba'abais El Elohim is referring to Gzelos. What type of Gzelos? What type of Gzelos is it referring to? It's referring to what? Shomer Chinim, that Sholach Yad B'Pikono. So it comes out that Rashi over there on Bezum and Bezum seems to be saying that what must he do? It's not enough to what? It's not enough just to be kofer. What must he do? You must be sholeich bo yad. So that seems to what? That seems to go in line with what Rashi says in Amaf. Why is Aruch HaNir put the word O in then? Right? So what's the answer? Because what are we talking about in Bezim and Beis? When the object was where? Was not in his rishus. It really was stolen. And therefore, you just claim it's stolen. If you're a Shomer Chinim, you're putter. Like any Shomer Chinim that claims he's putter with Gnev and Aveda. But he was Shalech Bo Yad beforehand. If you're Shalech Yad beforehand, you're considered to be Chayiv. Even if it was stolen away from you. But in our Mishnah, what are we talking about? He's denying that what? He's denying that it's with him and it is there. He's lying. He's mamish lying. So the etzim kfir is the gzeil iwath achlichus yad. So please get that down. I mean, the Aruch HaNir says in a base of an aleph, Eli, you got to put the word Owen. But on base of a base, Rashi does say, v'dibra mask v'ngrabas elim, what's it talking about? Where you were shalech bayad. So you see, Rashi does love shlichus yad. So why does the Aruch HaNir put the word Owen? Which tells me that kfir alone should exist, right? So the Aruch HaNir says, don't be bothered with that. Because on Bezim and Bez, we're talking about the pshat and the pasuk where it was what? Where you said that it was stolen or lost, and the taka was stolen or lost, but you were shalech bo yad beforehand. If you're shalech bo yad beforehand, you're chayiv. In our Mishnah, we're talking about where what? You deny that it's there, and it really is there. So therefore, kfir of the pikadon shouldn't be enough. Allah HaLamais. And that's what he wants to say. That's why here we're talking about the situation, the Yerkov for Bipikano. That's the Chiddush Din. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush Din, meaning that over here, we're talking about the Bikonon is with him and he denies it. So the Etzim Kfira is the Gzela. Even with actually Chesyat. The Etzim Kfira is the Gzela, even with actually Chesyat. Okay? So again, one second, Yonah. Please get it. What do we have so far up to here? We have what? We have Rashi that says... What does Rashi say? No, he only said two. Yeah. Right? Chiddush Aran says the three. The Aruch HaNir says, Kofer B'Kodon, the Gemara says, Vobakama alone is enough to make you a gossip. So what's going on with Rashi? She says, no problem, put the word Owen. Like the Chiddush Aran has. Put the word Owen, no problem. The only thing is, the Aruch HaNir says, I'll put the word Owen Rashi too. We said we're not comfortable with that because the other Rishonim say that. Who? The Talmid Ramban, and who else? The Tosos Ksav Yad, what? Mi Paris. They say it beferish. The Aruch HaNir puts the word Owen, not a problem. But on a Bezim and Bez, Rashi, Dir Mask of Nir Rabbi Salo King, says we're talking about Shlichus Yad. Mashma that what? That Kfir alone is not enough. You need Shlichus Yad. No! That case on Bezim and Bez is talking about where the item was taka stolen from you. But before it was stolen from you as a Shomer Chinim, you touched it. You used it. So that's why Shlichus Yad L'maisa is alone enough over there. You need Shlichus Yad over there. Whereas in our Mishnah, we're talking about you denied that it ever what? You denied that you were ever given it. That's alone to make you a what? That's alone enough to make you a Goslem. And that's why the Aruch HaNir puts the word Owen. So it's not contradictory to Rashi and Bezim and Bez. The Aruch HaNir L'shitaso puts the word Owen and Bezim and Aleph. Because kfir alone can make you a Goslem. On Bez and the Bez, we were talking about where you were given the what? You were given the item, and it was stolen away from you. Before it was stolen, you did what? You did Shlichus Yad. That's why you needed the Shlichus Yad. Okay? So that's not a problem. That's how the Aruch HaNir is mazed with the Rash. Now, I just want you to note that when the Chiddush Aran says the three categories, which one did he mention first? Which one did he mention first, the Chiddush Aran? Of the three categories of Gzela, which one did the Chiddush Aran mention first? And I want to just note this. Why do you think Rashi? Think Rashi is just trying to show off his Bekiyas here? Why does Rashi mention the three categories of Gezel here? Because what does the Mishnah say? It says Gzelas. That's what the Sefer Birkas Avram points out. The Mishnah says a Lashon Rabin. So that's why Rashi gives you all three. He's not Stam mentioning it for no reason. Why does it say Chabolas? Because you're high of five things. So there's a Lashon Rabin here. But the truth is, it's interesting. Chiddush Anshe Shem in the back of the Gemara Nos Aleph says that Rashi wrote Kofer B'Bikaron first. Why? Because the Iker Limud is learned out from Kofer B'Bikaron that you need three. Even though, what's the classical type of Gzelus? Classical Gzela. But that's why, in fact, Lamaisa, okay? That's why, in fact, Rashi quoted that first. Okay? Zach, you follow me? The first one, because we learned three from the Gzeres HaKosov of what? Of the we learn three from this din of Kofar Bipikadon. Even though classical Gzela might be first. How did the Chiddush Aran write it? How did the Chiddush Aran write Gzelas? He writes Beferish, he says, Losh says, Kolomasha Adam Zochalat Mishal Chavero. Hein Shechat Tevezachavitz or Shalechan Kofar Bipikadon. Which one did the Chiddush Aran mention first? Classical Gzelas. So please get that difference down. Chiddush Yantashem says that Rashi quoted what? What did Rashi quote first? The call for Bibikaron, because that's how you learn out the number three from. We'll see that when we get to the Gemara. But the Chiddush Aran in his list quotes the most classical one first, namely traditional stealing. Okay. So we got the Sotel now, we got this Chlor. So that's Rashi with the Aruch Lanier. But as I said, I'm uncomfortable with it. Just to put the word O in and say there's a mistake. So let's embark upon Mahalach to try to answer Rashi with what it says in our Gemara. Yes, Pinchas.
Can you repeat the whole thing with the Rashi and Aruch Lanier and Beis Hamikdash?
Yeah, real quickly. And Beisim and Beis, what does he say in Dir Maskev of Nikra Baal Baisa Umin? What does he say? He says Shlichus Yad. What's the Aruch Lanier fix up in Beisim and Aleph? You tell me, Pinchas, what does he fix up?
He has Os.
That means Kofar B'Bikonon can stand on its own. You don't need Shlichus Yad. But on Beisim and Beis, he says you need Shlichus Yad. So he's bothered by that. You follow what I'm saying? Based on what he fixed up on Bezim and Aleph. So why does Rashi emphasize Shlichus Yad on Bezim and Beis? You hear what I'm saying? So what's the answer? The two different cases. On Bezim and Beis is talking about where the object taka was stolen from you, but before it was stolen from you, it was what? You were Shalef Boyad. So Shlichus Yad is needed there. Whereas on Amad Aleph, the item is still by you, but you're denying it. So Kfir Bivikon alone can make you a Goslin. Okay? Chlor? That's all within the Aruch Lanier scheme, though. But we're saying we're not comfortable with that, to just put the word O in. Correct? That's all within the Aruch Lanier. Pinchas Chlor, you got it?
Yeah.
Everyone got that Aruch Lanier? Gabi, you got it? Okay. You'll appreciate it more when we see that Rashi and Beis Mishnah when we get to it. But it's not hard. Has everyone got that? Gabi, you got it? It's not a problem. He's just bothered by it. If I put the word O in, that means kfir alone should make you a gazim. So why is Beis and Beis? Does Rashi emphasize you need Shlichus Yad? Because that's a different case. That's a case where the item taka was stolen from you, but you were Sholech Yad beforehand. Whereas in on Mishnah, the item's still by you. Daniel, you got it? That's all pshat in Aruch Lanier. Okay. So what's pshat here? So let's embark upon him, Halach. So the Rav Zatzal has a beautiful chiddush that I want to share with you. And he says an amazing chiddush they'll have to try to answer that will save Rashi. Okay? Let's begin with that Rambam that I gave you. Okay? What does the Rambam say? Rambam says an amazing thing. Let's get the dinim clear here. The Rambam that I gave you, the first Rambam, okay? The Rambam Perek Dalech Hoskeneva Lachabez and Gimel. Okay? We discussed in the beginning of Shir the difference between Kenev and Gzela, correct? One is covert, one is overt, yes? There's another Kiddush that we have to teach about when you're Chayef Kefil. Kefil's by Kenev and not Gzela. There's something called Toing Ta'anas Ganef. Let's say you're a Shomer Chinam. You're called into Beis Din to give the object back. And you say it was stolen. You take a shvu if it was stolen. Shvu is a shomer. Adam come in and testify, excuse me, sir, the basketball's in your garage. What's the din? The Gemara says, the fair shekhaif kefal. Amazing. It's a verbal type of gneva. Toing tanis ganav. The shomer makes a claim to get out of it. You are chayiv kefal. It's a verbal type. It's a special din. Toing tanis ganav, you are chayiv kefal. So the Rambam, Rambam says the Farish. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, usually we assume that it's only to take a shvuah. Otherwise, it's just a shocker. It means a shvuah, pashup shot. You need a shvuah. I actually thought about that this morning, but I'm almost positive the din is only with the shvuah because it says in the pasuk v'nishba, and the Rambam has v'nishba. I'm almost positive you need a shvuah. It's a tainan. It's just a shocker in Beis Din. It's a special judge because when you caught him lying on a shvuah, okay. That's called Toin Tainas Ganef. Okay, so the Rambam says, Beferish, that if you're a Toin Tainas Ganef, did I bring my Rambam in? Yes. Thank you, Daniel. Daniel purchased a Rambam for us at the end of the year. Very appreciative to him. He purchased a Rambam for us. We should have a Rambam. We have a Shasir, because I always was looking for the Rambam. And thank you to Daniel for purchasing it. So what does the Rambam say? Toin tanis kanam is chayav kefil. What happens if what? You go ahead and you took a shvua that it was what? You took a shvua that it was considered to be what? Stolen. It turned out you went ahead and checked it or sold it to someone else. How much do you pay? What happens if you sheft or sell it instead of stealing it? How much? 4 or 5 times. Correct. Halacha lamaisa. Very good. So that's only if you were not sholeach yad b'pikado. But if you were sholeach yad b'pikado, meaning you dribbled your basketball, and then you made a claim that it was stolen and took a shvua, and then there were eight, and what's the din? The din is you're a potter. Now a lot of guys are bothered by this in Seder. If you're sholeach yad kodim, toin tanas ganav, you are potter. Now what does potter mean? Potter from kefil, but you have to pay. Potter min kefil, but you have to pay achein. Achein means however. Sarich l'shalim keren. So a lot of guys were bothered, but it's not fair. But the truth is, guys, you can only be chayav kefil if you steal something that's not yours. Once you do shlichus yad, it becomes yours. You transform yourself from becoming a shomer, now you are a gazlan. You took off the hat of being a shomer, and you are now a ganav, because it became yours. There's something called kinyan gzeilah. Everyone familiar with what kinyanim are? What are kinyanim in halacha? You transfer ownership of an object. There's das makna, the willingness of the seller, and there's das kona, the willingness of the giver. And you make a kinyan. You do an action to show the transfer of ownership, like habah, like mashicha. When it comes to kinyan gzeilah, it's unilateral. The Torah says you're a ganav, you stole something. And if you steal something, it's yours if you make a shinui on the object. Or have you ever heard of something that's called shinui kona? What happens? What's yeush for shinui rishus? What's yeush? When the fellow gives up hope that he'll never get it back. And what's shinui rishus? By the third guy. I steal something from Daniel, I give it to Eli. Then Eli's kona. Shinui rishus is always by the third guy. People make that mistake. It's not by the guy of himself. Shinui rishus only clicks in by the third fellow. But shinui mice, if I make a change on the object, that can kick in with the ganif himself. So the Rambam says an amazing chiddush here. The Rambam says that if I'm toin tanis ganif, you are chayiv kefil. Correct? If you're toin tanis ganif, you are chayiv kefil. However, if I'm shaleach yad beforehand, I'm not chayiv kefil. A lot of guys said to me, well, it's not fair, but the bottom line is technically you didn't steal something, you stole something that was yours already. You were toning time to scout out something that already was yours, because when you do a shlichus yad, it became yours. It becomes yours. That's what the Rambam is being mechadish here. Rambam is saying a beautiful chiddush here. That's what the Rav wanted to bring out from this Rambam. You see, there's a defining difference between shlichus yad and stam toin tainas ganav. Shlichus yad makes it yours. And the truth is, let me give you another Rambam that proves this I gave you. A little bit later, in Hilchos Gzela, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. What does the Rambam say in Hilchos Gzela? Please get it down. Hashaleach yad b'pikaron, hare ze gazlan l'nischai ba'ontsov, v'nasas ha'gzela b'rshuso, kidin kol ha'gazlanin. What phrase should you jump out of your seats when you read it? He says, no, v'nasa agzela birshuso, Yonah. It becomes yours through shlichus yad. And what does he say 3 halachas later in halacha yudalin? Hakofer b'pikaron b'beizin, just hakofer, im haya birshuso, b'shash yakofer, if it's in his garage when he denies it, nasa lov gazlan, v'chai ba'onso. What does he not write? He doesn't say v'nasa agzela birshuso. You follow me, Stephen? He doesn't say that it's in his rishus. So the Rav says beautifully, when you engage, let's get it, when you engage in shlichus yad, the Rav Zatzal says, when you engage in shlichus yad, it's kolsa shmira. The shmira hat is done. Kolsa shmira. And you now have become a what? You're now achshav gazlan. You have kinyan egzela. Kinyan egzela mamish. When you do shlichus yad. But when you do kofar b'beizdin alone,
kfira de Beis Din. When you do a kfira de Beis Din, what are you? You are still retaining the shame of being a shomer. You are a dayan chiyuve shmira, and also yesh chiyuve gzela. It's the same madre. You have both of them on you. You have both hats now. That's how the Rav wanted to say from this Rambam. Okay?
Well, yeah.
When you do shlichus yad, Eli, you end the shmira. Okay?
Yeah.
You are no longer a shomer. You become a what? You have kinyan exhale.
Right, the kfira.
And you are chayv in what? Let me write this down. You're chayv in onsen now. Why are you chayv in onsen? Because if an accident happens to that object, you're a goslin now. You're going to have to pay for it to the guy. Normally, a shomer chim, shomer sachar aren't chayv in onsen. Correct? You follow how the rug, Daniel, you got me? This is the fundamental difference he wanted to bring out from this Rambam. Shlichus Yad puts it in your Rishus, and you end the Shmira. If that's the case, that you want to say that it ends the Shmira, so he wanted to say as follows. It's an unbelievable shot. He wanted to say like this. For Gzeilus and Chabalus, how many Dayanim do you need? Three. And what is the quality of Dayanim you need? Smuchim. What type of gzeilus requires smuchim? Only a what? No. We'll get to the Gemara, Gabi. But only what? Only the type of kfira, and that's what I want to bring out. Only the type of what? That's the chiddush I want to bring out here. Where's the? I don't have the. Oh, here it is. What type of what gzeila requires shlosha smuchim? Where you were shalech boyad. Where you have kinyane gzeila. Where you have kinyane gzeila. That's where you require three smuchim. But if you just have what? If you just have the concept of chiyuve what? If you have both hats on still, chiyuv shmir, you retain the chiyuv exela, then halach lamaisa, maybe you don't need three smuchim. And he says beautifully, listen to this. He says, what happens? Let me ask you. What happens in the following case? Your kofer would be cut on, and then something is stolen. What's the din in that case? What would you say if your kofer would be cut on, and something is stolen? Kofer b'kodon gives you a what? You have chiyuv exela, but you don't have kinyan exela, correct? Is that correct? You have chiyuv exela, but not kinyan exela. So therefore, you've retained the fact, and then what happens after it gets stolen? What's the din if it gets stolen? So what do you say in that case? What do you say in that case? If your kofer be cut on, and then it was stolen, what's the din? You still retain both hats. Yes, you're still a shomer, and you're still a wadaganef. So do you need three dayanim that have smicha? No. Because maybe the tfiyah against you could be called a shmirat tfiyah. And if it be called a shmirat tfiyah, then you're not chayv in what? You're not chayv to have smicha, the three dayanim. But if there's an onus that happens after kofar b'pikadon, what happens if there's an onus that happens after kofar b'pikadon? What's the din? What's the din in that case if there's an onus that happens after kofar b'pikadon? Then for sure you need three what? Because why are you chayv in that case? Why are you chayv in that case? Why are you chayv at the onus in that case? Because why?
Because you became a
goslin ready. Therefore, we view the claim against you as a goslin claim. Therefore, you better believe you need three smicha. Three dayanim that have smicha. Everyone chop this? Let's get this. In other words, when you are taken to a din Torah, do we classify the tfiyah as a shmira tfiyah against you? Or is it a goslin tfiyah? Well, if you're talking about shlichus yad, then get it down in your notes, then automatically it's called kinyan exela, and the shmira has ended. That's why Rashi writes kofer b'pikado, dimushalech boyad, because he wants to tell you a situation where your shmira hat has ended. Throw it away. And your goslin hat has now reached your head. And therefore, in all those cases, you need smicha. That's why Rashi writes kofer b'pikado, dimushalech boyad. Because in all those cases, once you do shlichus yad, you are a goslin. I don't care what happens afterwards. I don't care if it's just stolen or if an onus happens. That's called a tfiyah of gzeila against you.
Because you're wearing your goslin hat. Memele, you need smicha. All three dayanim need smicha. But if it's a case of kofar b'pikadon alone, says the Rav, well, what happens after the kofar b'pikadon? What happens? Was it stolen or was it law? Or was it an onus? If it was stolen, if you're a shomer sachar, let's say, the claim against you can be classified still as a shmira claim, because by kofar b'pikadon you still have the chiyuv shmira on you. So if it's a shmira claim, you shouldn't require three dayanim to have smicha. You follow me? But if it was an onus claim after what? After you recall, if it was an onus claim after kofar b'pikadon, then that's a gazlonis claim that amplifies and accesses the gazlonis aspect, and you're going to need three dayanim that have smicha. Zach, you got me? That's a myra dikup shot of the rough. Does everyone got this? Zach, you got me? This is the chiddush. Zach, you got it? Is that clear? In other words, that's why Rashi has to say to the Shleich Beliah, we ask the kasha, get it down. But the Gemara says, if a kofar b'pikadon alone is enough for gazlan. Why does Rashi have to add Shleich Boyad? Because in order to have three denim that require smicha, you have to be Shleich Boyad. Won't you Shleich Boyad all the time need three denim that have smicha?
But if he's a gazlan, even in the other case, you would argue...
No, because kofar b'pikadon only gives you what? As I called you, chiyuve gzela, not kinyani eli. So yeah, therefore, if something happens to it afterwards, well, if it's a what? If it's Gneva that happened, and you're a Shomer Sacha, that can be called a Shmira. You still retain the Shmira hat. So why do you need three denim that's smicha? If it's an onus that happened after that, then in a Hanami, that's only a Gzela type of claim, and therefore you Michai, because once you become a Gazlan, you Michai an onus.
So the real chiluk is between being...
The chiluk is between Shlichus Yad and Kfira. Shlichus Yad creates Kinyan Exela, and the Shmira hat ends to become only a Goslin, whereas by Kfira the Basin, you still retain both hats. And therefore, if there's a claim against you that what? Does not highlight the Exela claim, then therefore you should not be high, you should not need to have three Dayanim that have Smicha. Gabi, you got me? Now, listen to this. Clear? Listen to this. So Rabbi Adler Street, they asked me, he said, oh, I don't think this pshat of the Rav is right. First of all, when I heard that, you know, we were at a chasana last night together. First of all, when I heard that, I wasn't really, 100% comfortable with that. Where's the Baba Kama? But then I was determined this morning to try to answer. He had a great kasha. But we answered. What's the kasha? Did you guys look at Rashi and Baba Kama? What does Rashi say there? Rashi says, let's read the Rashi inside. He says, "Nasa lov gazlon mishas kfira vafa bishalon nishpo umikam ve'elach elach adin deshomer chinam elachay ba'onsim inyenas." So Rabbi Adler asked me, Shlita, he says, "Oh, Rashi says he's no longer a shomer chinam. Ein lo din deshomer chinam." I wrote on the board that what? That with kfira alone, he still retains kfira. So he said the Rav's shot's wrong. But I said, read on in Rashi. He says, all he means is that he has no din of shomer chinam vis-a-vis being chayv and onsim. He's now become a gazlan that if there's an onus that happens, he'll be chayv in the onus. That's all he means. He doesn't mean the hat of shmira goes out the window. He didn't think that was, why would Rashi have to say, ein lo din to shomer chinam? I said, he says, ein lo din to shomer only vis-a-vis one thing, like Abi the onsim. That's how the Rav read the Rashi. You follow what I'm saying? So he retains the shame shomer. Only vis-a-vis onsin does he lose it. And that's what the Rav was suggesting. The Rav was suggesting that Rashi by us wanted to give you a case where all the time you need three dayanim that have smicha. That's if you're shalech boyad. Then you lose the shmira hat. Then you're only a gazlan. And therefore what? Therefore you always need three dayanim that have smicha. Whereas with kfira alone, kofri becoming alone, it depends. If after your kofri was taka stolen, therefore, you still retain both hats. For example, if you're a Shomer Sacher who's chayv and gneva, I could call that a shmira claim. So why should you need three denim and a smicha? If it's an onus, then in chanam you need three denim and a smicha. And that's exactly what Rashi's saying there. Chayv onsen. That's the chiddush we want to suggest there. That's how we want to save the pshat of Rashi, the Rav's pshat in Rashi, to save this tremendous chiddush. A beautiful, beautiful chiddush. And the truth is, one of the great Rosh Hashivas in Ponovich, Rav David Barbarsky, that's all. It's a great goal.
once asked him a kasha once.
I was there with my roommate in the Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed Pesach with Rav Shach and Rav David Parvarsky. Only four people in the Beis Medrash. And all the Bachrim went to eat Chalashidas. So I was too scared to ask Rav Shach a kasha, so I asked Rav David Parvarsky, who's the great Gaon as well. So I asked him a kasha, he said the Minchas Simcha has this kasha. So he asked Shiurim and Sanhedrin. He says the same shtickle Torah as the Rav, Mamish. The same shtickle Torah as the Rav. And he even points out a nafkamina. The nafkamina that he says, he points out from Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Let's say you claim it was stolen in such a situation, right? And then a negligence happens, your posheavo, and it gets lost. So what do you say in that case? Halacha l'maisa. What do you say in that case, Pinchas? What do you pay? You pay the original price, or the price went up in value? What's the famous klal? Kolak aslanim, nishalim, mishas. Kolak aslanim, nishalim, mishas what? Gzeilim. From the time it was stolen. From the time it was actually stolen. So that's the nafkamina that he discusses. Because it could very well be, if there was shlichus yad, that's clear that it was what? That it's kinyan gzeilim. You pay from that exact time. But if it's considered to be what? Kfira bebezdin. Kfira bezdin doesn't give you kinyanim. You still retain the hat of being a shomer. So it could very well be you'll have to pay from the time that it what? The later time. Because you're not stamagazin. You have still two hats. You still have a chiyuv ishmir and you have chiyuv exhaler. And Tosfos says in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin that if you're a toyantan as ganav, halacha l'maisa, you're a toyantan as ganav, you're a chayiv kefil. Let's say you're kofur bipikoto. You're kofur bipikoto. What does kfir bipikoto mean? What does kfir bipikoto mean? You deny you have it. But then use your toyantan as ganav. What's the din? Are you chayiv kefil? Tosfos says you are chayiv kefil. That's what Tosfos, please get that Tosfos down. What is that Tosfos proof? That you retain the shame shmira. Again, Tosfos says in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Zayin, what do? You deny that you have the object, then an hour later you say, you know what, I have the object, but it was stolen. And you take a shvu, and then you're caught lying on the shvu. Are you chayiv kefil? Yes. Why are you chayiv kefil? Because Tony Thomas Ganav is only on a shomer. So you see from Tosfos, you retain the hat of being a shomer, says the David Pavarsky. Says the same thing as the Rav. He says the same thing as the Rav. That you retain the hat of being a Chiyuv Shomer. And therefore, if it fluctuates, it goes up, I would have said, what's the big deal? I always pay from the time it was stolen. Not here. Because at the time that what? When you were Kofer, you still retain the hat of being a Shomer. So Rav David Pavarsky says the same thing as the Rav Zatzal. And don't be bothered by the way Rashi says in the Baba Kama. He just said, Ein lo din shomerchim vis-a-vis the onsen. But you still retain it, legabi what? Legabi the salach, if it fluctuates, and legabi the din of being chayiv kefil. So Rav Adlersky was saying, Ein lo din shomerchim. But I said, read on in the Rashi. He says, only legabi the onsen and not a shomerchim. Your chayiv is a gafen for the onsen. So that's the chiddush we want to suggest here, what? Here in Rashi. That's what the Rav wanted to say. So therefore, we've saved Rashi. It says the word what? No word O. You don't have to say the mistake in Rashi. Kofur b'bikon d'mshalech bo'yad. That's the type of gazela that requires three neyanim that needs smicha. David, clear? You got me? Ari, you got it? Ari? You got it? That's why Rashi says, it's not a mistake in Rashi. He wants to give you a type of gazela that requires these three neyanim that require smicha. That's why it says kofur b'bikon d'mshalech bo'yad. He knows the Gemara Baba Kama that kefir alone is enough to make a gazlan, but it's not enough to require three dayanim that require smicha, because you still retain the hat of being a chiyuv shomer. There's a difference between chiyuvish gzeila and kinyanik gzeila. Kinyanik gzeila, when you do shlichosav, you lose the hat of being a shomer, and you have a kinyanim of being a gzeila. That's why Rashi gave you that, because all cases that you're going to be chayav. All cases. Okay? Fry and chlor. You got that? That's what the Rav wanted to say, Pshat and Rashi. That's one mahalach that we want to suggest now to say Pshat and Rashi. Okay, we got it? Johnny, go ahead, real quick. So we got to do the second mahalach now. Go ahead.
The Rav saying that the kofir gets the hat of gzela from the concept that the Rambam brought out, that verbal gzela is deemed chayav.
The Gemara says gazel. So you definitely have the hat of gzela, correct. No, don't confuse that. Toin tanis ganav is different than kofir. Kofir's denying you never had the object. Toin Tanis Ganav is, yes, you had the object, but it was stolen and you were lost.
So, So where do we get this concept that the kofer pikadon?
Because you were kofer it. So that gives you a hat of gazlanus. Kiyuv exela, but not kinyan exela. The Gemara says, above a kava, kofer bibikon habi gazlan. Your denial in Beis Din makes you a what a gazlan. Kiyuv exela, but not kinyan exela.
What would be a nafkamin between kiyuv exela and kinyan exela?
The nafkamin is your chayv and onsen, like we said. Your chayv and onsen, remember? You become a gazlan, you are chayv and onsen. There's a chiyuv onsen, right? Halacha l'maisa. Chayiv ba'onsen, but I said that's only limited to chiyuv onsen, right? But you still remain what? You still have that shmirah hat on. That's why you won't require three dayanim, right?
So how does the Rav answer out the Orach Haner and the Chiddush Aram and all the other Rishonim?
He holds, you know, he has a mahal, you have to put the word O in. This is his Chiddush, that he wants to suggest to me three dayanim that are shmicha. They don't hold of this mahalach. They don't hold this mahal. They would say that once, in fact, when there's a kfira, they would say the chiyuv shmira goes away. That's what they would say. That's what the Rav wants to observe. The Rav Parashi says, and that Tosfos really proves it. Tosfos says.
Then they go against the Tosfos.
Tosfos says, Tosfos seems to prove that you retain the shame shmira. No?
Right.
So maybe they would say other Rishonim argue with that Tosfos. But you're right. It seems to be that Tosfos saying you retain it, you're toying Tainas Ganav. You already denied it, and you're toying Tainas Ganav. Why you it? Should be, I'm no longer a what? I retain the shame shomri. See, clear Tosfos all like that. That's the Chiddush you want to suggest, okay? We got this clear, and then the case that I pointed out is what happens after it's what? What happens after it's kfira? What happens? Was it stolen, or was it an onus? If it was stolen, then I can't classify that as a gezel claim. It's a shmira claim, so I wouldn't need three dayanim. If, however, it was an onus, that's a gzela claim, because gazlan's chayv an onus, then you definitely need three dayanim. Rashi said, I don't want to get involved in that. I want to give you a case where you always require three smuchim.
Right, the mission of one, three smuchim.
Exactly. All the time. That's why I put some shlichus yad. That's the chiddush the Rav wanted to suggest. Okay? We got that? All right, very good. Steven, you got the pshat Rashi? Okay, next mahalach. Let's get it. Second mahalach. Got it, Shimon? Okay, beautiful pshat on the Rav. That's what he says. Eilu din shemachim only vis-a-vis the onsen shpinchas. Daniel Klor? Okay. Now, we have a second mahalach. And this mahalach was from Adam Gadol as well, a great Rosh Hashiv in Ponovich too as well, named Rav Shmuel of Berman, the Usher L'Shlomo, who was a great goyim, Mamasha Goyin Oilam. He wanted to say like this, he wrote a sefer called the Usher L'Shlomo. He wanted to say the following mahalach. He wanted to say, and this is what I gave you, he wants to say that Rashi seems to be very difficult. Because what does Rashi say here? Rashi says, Beferish, that how does Rashi define Gneva? By us? Classical Gzela, but what else? Kofer bibikadon, debeshalech boyad, right? That's what Rashi says. Kofer bibikadon shemlech boyad. And if you say like the Aruch Haner what put the word Owen? So according to Rashi, you have three types of gzela, like Yonah said. One of them is a maisa. The other two, actually two of them are maisa. One is shlichus yad, right? One is shlichus yad, one is classical, the other one is kfir b'pikadon. This is very difficult, because what does Rashi say b'feirish? Rashi says in Bav Metziyat Yudim and Beis, on the pasuk of im himotzit himotzit b'yado agneva. When you steal an object, let's say a cow walks into my courtyard. A car walks into my chatzah. A cow walks into my chatzah. What's the din? So Rashi says that I'm chayef kefil only if I do a maisa. Dimer masko gago. What does he say? Shenichnasa abehema l'sham v'nol b'fanel l'gomvo. Rashi says you have to lock it. Rashi says above Metziah Yirmi Beis you need to do a maisa to be chayef, to be called a ganav. And the Ksosa Chosin and Shimon Shinmem Chesif Katan Beis says, only if you lock it are you chayiv. If you just let it walk in and say, oh, what a beautiful ox this is, what a beautiful cow this is, it's worth a few $1,000, that will not make you a ganef, he says. You have to do a maisa. Locking it up makes it a maisa. In order to become a goslin, you need a maisa. So according to, you see this Gemara, you see this Rashi and Bava Metzia, Maisa, Maisa, Maisa. So what do you do with the Gemara Bava Kama? On Kufa Eme Beis, what did it say? All you need is a Kfir alone. A Kfir alone is not a Maisa. Who asked this Kasha? The Sefer Imre Moshe asked this Kasha. The Sefer Imre Moshe, Simon Lamed Beis, Os Beis, asks on the Ksos. How can you, Ksos HaChoshen, be Medayik and Rashi? They always need a Maisa, Maisa, Maisa. How can you Medayik and Rashi always need a Maisa, Maisa, Maisa when it says Kofer B'Bikaron is a Gazlan? Kfir alone is a Gazlanus. Right? Stephen, you got me? Right? Why, if you need a Maisa, Maisa all the time, right? So why does Kofer be caught on a Goslin? What is Kofer going to? You lied verbally, you didn't do a Maisa. So how can the Ksos say, Rashi says, in order to be called a Goslin, you need a Maisa all the time? The Imre Moshe says, a Ksos is difficult. Very, very important Kasha. So you know what he answers? He says, you only need a Maisa to be Chai of what? Kefal. You need a Maisa. But to be called a Goslin, to become Chai of an Onsen, you don't need a Maisa. So let's get that down. In order to become a Chayv and Kefal, you need a Maisa, says the Imre Moshe. But to be called a Gazlan, Michayv and Onsen, that you don't need a Maisa. Therefore, Kfir alone is enough. Why is that difficult, that answer? Because what does it say in Bav Metzia and Chaf Vav and Beis I gave you? If you see a person drop some money and you pick it up before the guy's Yeush, you pick it up in order to steal it, you're over three things. What are the three things? What did the Gemara say? You're over Lo Tigzol. You're over what else? Hashev Tashivim. The mitzvah says you're over the lava Lo Tuchu Lisalin. You can't disappear yourself when there's a mitzvah Shavas Aveda. You're over three things. And then what does the Gemara say? If you pick it up before Yeush, I'm in the condition of returning it. And then the guy is Miyayesh. The guy's Miyayesh. And then you say, oh, if he's Miyayesh, you change it. You say, oh, I'll keep it now. When I picked it up, I had in mind the what? When I picked it up, I had in mind to return it, and then I changed my mind. When I see his miyayish, I said, I'm going to keep it. What does the Gemara say I'm only over? What am I only over? Hashev Tashivim. I'm not over Gezel. Because when I picked it up, I didn't pick it up to steal it. Gezel needs a Maisa. Even to become a Gazlan, you see, you need a Maisa. Don't just tell me for Kefal you need a Maisa. You see, even to be called a Gazlan, Zach, you need a what? You need a Maisa. Don't just tell me for Kefal you need a Maisa. Even to be called a Gazlan, you see from that Rashi Bav Metzia, Chaf Vav and Beis, you need what? You need a Maisa. So how can Kofer B'Bikaron be enough to make you a Gazlan? It's verbal. So the Asher L'Shlomo says an amazing pshat. I want you to get this. Listen to this pshat. He says, if you look in the Ritva on Chaf Vav and Beis, he says, in order to become a Gazlan, it has to be Dome to the Yigzol HaSachonis. Like Rashi writes here. So anytime there's a Kfir in Beis Din, you're considered to be a what? A Gazlan. Why? Because the Maisa Kfir in Beis Din is like a Maisa Gzela. It's like a virtual Maisa. Your lying in Beis Din is like a virtual Maisa. So we view Kfir in the Beis Din as a virtual Maisa. That's what the Reb Shlomo Berman wants to say. That's what Shlomo Berman wants to say. Okay? So again, let's go over this Mahalach, Ephraim. Let's get it down. We said, according to Rashi and Bava Metzia Daf Yomi, you need a Maisa. The Ksos said, that's why Rashi says, you got to lock it up. So the Imre Moshe says, but it's against the Gemara and Bava Kama. Fear alone makes you a Gaza. No, to be Chayvin Kefli says you need a Maisa. To be called a Gaza, you don't need a Maisa. Oh, is that true? Says the Imre Moshe, look at Rashi and Bava Metzia Daf Lafav. It says Beferish in the Gemara that if you what? Rashi says that when you picked up the money on the condition of returning it, but then you change your mind later because it was Miyash, you want to keep it, you're not over a little Tigzol. Why? Because when you picked it up, you picked it up to return it. So in order to be over a Gazlan, you need a Maisa. So you see, even for a Gazlanus, you need a Maisa. So what's Kofer but be caught enough to make you a Gazlan? So the answer is when you lie in base, we treat that as a virtual Maisa. It's a virtual Maisa. Dibor becomes like the Maisa. The neoclore, you got it? The dibor is like a maisa. The dibor, the speech, is like a maisa. So in a chanam, you need a maisa to be chayv kefal, you need a maisa to be called a gazlan, and the dibor of lying is called a maisa. The Mela, says the Rugachover, the great Gaon, The Safnis Paneach, the Rugged Chover, the Great Gaon, the Rugged Chover, Nukol Torakula. He was very stark. He loved Torah. Loved Torah. And when people asked him kashas, someone once asked him a kasha, it was not a good kasha. So he loved Torah. He was trying to encourage people to learn. But sometimes he was stark, you know. Someone asked him a kasha once. So he said, look in the Rabbeinu Hananel and Eirvin. I don't remember what daf. So the guy said, oh man, this must be a great kasha. Look in the, so he looks up the Rabbeinu Hananel and Eirvin was a picture of a behemoth. Because the kasha he thought was a klutz kasha. Okay, that was the rugged chover. But he wanted everyone to learn Torah. He loved everyone to learn Torah. So he was giving them encouragement. So they say the fellow, it was mechazikim, maybe he learned even starker. Rugged chover, new kol Torah, they say on Tisha B'Av, he learned regular Torah because he finished the Hilchos Aveilus like so quickly. He was lohod achar divrei Torah, his mutter. Someone's burning after Torah, it's mutter. Okay, we're not on that madrega. But that's what they say, he was able to finish kol Torah kula so fast. During Shivan, during Tisha B'Av. I think during Tisha B'Av they say it. So the Rugged Chover says an amazing thing on Arashi. You know what he says? I'll tell you what he says. He says, Kofur b'pikadon, d'mishalech boyad. What does d'mishalech boyad mean? It means virtual shalech boyad. What do I mean by virtual? Because what did we say in the beginning of Shir? What did we say in the beginning of Shir? That when you're a mafkid, you give an object to a guy to watch. Whose reshus really is it in?
The owners.
The owners, excellent. But when you're shalech boyad, what are you doing? And this is what he says. When you're kofer bipikadon, what are you doing? Rashi says to be a gavlin, you have to be kofer. What does it mean? Because lemaisa, when you're kofer bipikadon, what are you doing, Yona?
You're virtually removing the reshus.
Exactly, and you're putting in whose reshus? Your own. That's what he means by shalech boyad. It didn't mean it literally. That's what Rashi says, kofer, but become the mishlech boyad. He didn't mean shlichik yad, mamish, like we think of it. It meant that kofer, become is enough to what take it out of the guy's issues and put it in mind. Isn't that amazing? So what emerges, Gabi, one sec. So what do we have now? How many mahalchim do we have now for Rashi? That we have up till now, for the first part of Rashi. It's all the first part of Rashi, guys. How many mahalchim do we have? Three. To answer the kasha of kofer b'kadon is enough to make it. Either like the Rachlanir put the word Owen. What's number two? The mahalach of the Rav Zatzal. Then in order to acquire smicha for all three dayanim, it has to be what? Shlichus shadi, you have kinyan exela, which all the time requires smicha, whereas kofer alone would only require what? Smicha by what? If it was an onus that happened afterwards. Not if it was still stolen, you were a shomer sacher. And what's the third mahalach? This third mahalach is the Reb Shlomo Berman Zatzal with the Rugged Chover. Zatzal. That we consider it to be a virtual type of gazlanus. And Rashi says, don't you need a maisa all the time? Not just for kefil, but even for gazlanus? Yes. The dibur is considered to be a virtual maisa. And also, the dibur is considered to be a virtual shlichus what? Shlichus yad. That word virtual is coming up a lot in that third mahalach. In that third mahalach. Who says the Torah, right? Technology, right? We're saying the Shlichus Yah, we're virtualizing it, okay? So that's the Mahalach we want to suggest. It's a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush. But there's three Mahalach that we're suggesting for the first part of our Rashi, okay? And I'm very happy that we got to it, Baruch Hashem, because I'm really not comfortable with the first is just to put the word Owen, especially the fact that other Rishonim said it. Talmid Rabban, the Tuxav Yami Paris. Now, you see, there are many Gedolei Achronim say, how could the Ksav Yad Miparis say such a thing? Kofer b'pikadon shlech boyad. Kofer b'pikadon is enough to make you a gazlan. Baba kama kufay mebeis, right? So you know what they answer? They wanted the answer, and the Rambam says the same thing, the truth of the matter is. The Rambam says, when you're kofer b'pikadon, as Yonah said, it takes that out of the guy's shoes and puts it in your own. Where's the Rambam? I want you to get it down. Hilchos Erkin. Perik Vav Halakha Chav Beis. You're not allowed to be mocked to something that's not in your domain. Let's say I want to be mocked to a piece of wood, but it's not in my domain, it's in Nachum's domain. I own a piece of wood, but it's in Nachum's house. Can I be mocked to shit through the Beis HaMikdash? No, I can't. So if I have a pikadon, biyad acher, I give something to Nachum to watch, and he denies it, what's the halacha? Can I be mocked to the wood? No. I thought Kol Hekel Rusha Damarisha. That's if he doesn't deny it. He denies it, he becomes a Goslin. So how could Rashi and Xavya Tos Xavya and Paris say such a thing? The answer is, maybe, at least Xavya and Paris, is that if you claim Ganaf or it was stolen or lost, Halacha L'maisa, then what's the din in that case? When does it take it out of your Rishus? Tos Xavya and Paris means when you say Lahadam, you become a Goslin. When you say you deny the whole thing, Nachum, then you become a Goslin. But let's say your claim was stolen or lost, would you become a Goslin? No. See, that's why I keep stressing to you, what is kofer bipikadon? You deny you have it. If you claim you did get it, but it was stolen or lost, that's a tain of a shomer. Maybe in that case you don't become a Goslin. Right? And there's no hotzosser, so it still remains mine. Maybe I could be makdashit, Nachum. Let's say I claim to Nachum, you know, I gave him a piece of wood, and Nachum says, Rebbe, you're right, I gave you the wood, but it was stolen or lost. Well, I said, I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm going to makdash that object. What's the din? The din is it should work. But if Nachum says, Rebbe, I know what you're talking about. You must be thinking of someone else. What's the din in that case? Then the hekdash would not work. Because the fact that he denies it, takes it out of my rishus, puts it in what? Puts it in his. Okay? And like the Raga Chavar is saying, it's like a virtual type of shlichus yad. Now, is that the Pashup Shan Rashi? No, it's not. To say when Rashi Sholeh but he meant virtually. But okay, that's what the Raga Chavar says. So we got this. This is all the first part of the Rashi. Yeah, Daniel, what do you say?
Where is the Safnis
Panach? The Safnis Panach is in a Raga Chavar Sefer, is on Rashi Dermaska Zelis. In fact, you know, it's interesting. I grew up in my hometown is Peoria, Illinois. You know, they found a lot of the manuscripts was from a brother-in-law of someone who lived in Peoria, a brother-in-law of a Rav who lived in Peoria, Illinois. They found the manuscripts in my hometown of the Raga Chavar. They put out a lot of the manuscripts of writings on the Rambam. I remember when I told Rav Shevchenko once where I was from, he said, oh, that's where they found the Kisvei Raga Chavar in Peoria, Illinois, in the middle of America. And his brother-in-law had these writings. They put it out. They put it in the Svarim. It's unbelievable. Okay? So that's the mahalak we want to suggest. Yes, Yona, go ahead.
If the Shomer claims it was lost or stolen, or says it was lost or stolen, assuming he's honest or lying, whatever it is, and how could the owner, the original owner, be matish the object? Because if it was stolen, someone who, the Goslin, would have brought it into his rishos, the kinyanik zela.
No, but what I'm talking about is if it wasn't. Let's say he was lying. Let's say if he was lying, right? If he was lying and it was still in his rishus, so Nachum never denied it. You follow me? Only when you deny it does it take an Amir rishus and put it in Nachum's. If he did not deny it, he just said it was stolen or lost, and he's still lying, then it's still physically in his rishus, so halachically it's really my rishus, so the hekdash wouldn't be chal. Okay? That's the difference, okay? You follow me? Everyone chop that? That's a fundamental difference, okay? Between denying the whole thing and... So don't confuse Toyntan as Ganef and Kofor Pikon. Kofor was denying you don't have the object. Yes, Johnny, go ahead.
We learned about motive and mixas.
Motive mixas, chayv shua. I claim 100 right. From you, you're motive to 50. You have a chayv shua on the other 50.
Right, but if you deny the whole thing, you believe the guy.
Yes.
You don't think...
You can walk right out of basement.
You don't think he's going to be brazen enough to say that.
Correct.
If he is doing that, we would believe him.
That's correct.
But what about here? This guy just says Kofor. Like, I don't
we believe him. But if there are Adam that came in and said, it's in your garage, what are you talking about? You're chayv kafel.
So when does the chayv zela come on?
Soon as he's Kofor.
When the Adam come? Or when he says
Kofor? No, the Adam. When the Adam come. When the Adam come.
Right, so then
we believe him until the Adam come. That's what the Rambam says, right?
Right.
So we believe him until the Adam come.
So how does this fit with the third shot, the Raga Chavar, that once he says Kofor, it's...
It means when they're Adam that caught him on the lie, he's virtually be motzed from the shus. That's what it means.
So
when the Adam catch him on the lie.
It's like retroactive.
Yeah, the Adam catch him on the lie. I don't know if it has to be retroactive from that time. What, the Adam catch him on the lie, that's when he's chai. It's not retroactive. It's from the time we catch him as a gospel.
So what's the concept in Tzuvis, Perek Sheni? When, like, if you admit a little bit, then you're not going to be usher. You're not going to be caught chayav. Like, you say, you go to a guy.
Ain't on a Mason Matzmon Rashi, you mean?
Like, I gave you this. This field was my father's or something, and then.
That's a pesha usher, pesha hitter.
Yeah.
That means you didn't have to offer any information. Okay. That's right, not so this one, case here. No, you were called for the whole thing.
Right, so going back to the way you said, what happens if the guy says, I was a shomer and then I lost it?
So that's Toyn Tainas Ganef. He's believed also. But Adam says it's in the garage. In that case, you're Chayav Kefal.
Yeah.
It's different. That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm saying
there's a there's a verbal type of gneva, and then there is what? Denying something.
I'm saying, is he believed Tony Tana's Ghana because of Pesha had to...
No, that's it. He's believed. He takes a shvua. Shvua is a shomer. Takes a shvua, he's believed. That's it. Done. Okay, not because of Pesha. He has to take a shvua. Pesha also, it's similar, but Pesha also doesn't need a shvua. This needs a shvua. The guy's got to take a shvua. Yes, Stephen, go ahead. You got a kasha? Chlor, you got it? Okay. Let's go, guys. We got it. We don't have much time now. Let's go to the second part of Rashi now. Oh, that was all the first part of Rashi. What's the second part of Rashi say? If you borrow money, what happens? You don't pay it back, what are you called? You're not called a gosling. Why aren't you called a gosling? Because of a principle called milva lohotza nitna. What is milva lohotza nitna? Let's say I lend Ellie a $5 bill. Does Ellie have to give me the same $5 bill back? Absolutely not. Milva lohotza nitna means it's not tangible. It's an intangible chov that the $5 bill represents a value. He doesn't have to give me the same $5 bill back. So if I lent him money and Ellie doesn't pay me back, what's the din? The din is not called a gosling. That's not called a gosling. It's a bad thing what he did. Very bad. But Rashi says not called a gosling because milva lo tzad nitna. It's not tangible. Not a tangible item. It was a chov. This is very problematic, this Rashi. The second part of Rashi, too, as well. Why is it problematic?
That means any amount of...
What'd you say?
That means any amount of money,
isn't it? Yeah, any amount. Lov of Loshilin.
No, I'm saying Rebbe's thing is it's not a tangible amount, meaning that means that if someone steals any amount of money, it's the same thing also.
No, no, what I mean by tangible is that he doesn't have to give me the $5 bill back. It's a chov. He has a debt that's conceptual to pay me. But it's not an object. That same object he doesn't have to give me back.
So let's
give me the value back.
That's $5 out of your pocket. That's all you can say. That's not tangible. Also, isn't it more the fact that he gave it you, meaning he willingly gave it to you?
Well, Ephraim's making a good point. That is an excellent point. What does he mean? But a loan is different in the sense, you're right, that he gave it to him willingly. That's correct. But also, it's not something that if he pays back, that he's taking something away from you. It's both reasons. Whereas milva lo tzad nitna, number one is that he gave it to you. When you steal, you're right. You steal money. You're a gazim. That's correct. Because a loan is fundamentally different. A loan is a chov. So therefore, it's a conceptual chov. The money just represents that value. So when you borrowed it, it was done willingly. You don't pay it back. You're not taking anything away from it. Okay? So Rashi's saying milva lo tzad nitna, you're not considered what? You're not considered b'chayv. Your point is an excellent point. It's for both reasons, okay? Number one, it's not a value, but number two, it's given to you willingly, correct, okay? The friar's making a great point. Because you mean when you steal money, he says, Rebbe, you're not chayv gezel? Of course you're chayv gezel. But it's only a value. That's because you took an item that represented a value against his will. Here you didn't take anything away. Halacha l'maisa. But the reason why he says, milva lo tzad nitna, because you don't have to give him back that same $5 bill. Okay? But he means more than that. Yosef, yeah, go ahead.
So what about the first case? If you're being shomer for somebody's $100 bill, would you have to give the same exact one back? Or?
That's a good question. There are Rashis in other places, Bav Metzia and Kedushin, that might imply yes. But, you know, we don't have to get involved in Shitas Rashi. It's a great point you bring up. It's a great point. Perhaps yes, but Lamaisa, for our purpose, is talking about a regular loan, okay? For a regular loan, I don't have to give that, everyone agrees you have to give the same $5 bill back. Not at all. So therefore, if I don't pay the money back, Gazel, and as I was telling a lot of guys, the few guys in the shul lend a lot of money to people, and they know, they tell me they're never getting the money back. So I said, listen, if we hold like this Rashi, then that's good. Those guys aren't Gazlonim. We'll have to see, does everyone agree with that Rashi? Okay? This Rashi we're dealing with, because then those guys that don't pay back, I said, you know what, if you don't think you're ever going to get the money back, just may have in your mind to give it as a gift. You don't want to give it as a gift because they don't want to make the guy feel bad, but they know they're never going to get the money back. Okay, so it's a tremendous thing when you could lend money and get the money back. So Kavaldic things, even a higher madre if you're never going to get the money back. So what's the story with this Rashi here that he says you borrow money, you never pay back, you call Gazlonis? Oh, so there's a big problem with this Rashi. What are the two problems I gave you? Let's get it down. The problem is as follows. There's another Rashi in Shas that's directly against this. The Rashi and Shas was in Gittin on Lamed Vavim and Beis and Maskev Omer. This year, you know, we have to make a prusbul. We made it last year, l'chumra, like the Rosh, but everyone holds you got to, that was only a chumra. Everyone agrees, at the end of the Shemitah year, the loans are canceled. So you got to make a prusbul next few weeks before Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have a bezin in the shul. Those who lent money must create a prusbul in order to keep the loans intact. You got to do that. If you lent money. Otherwise, it's canceled. So the Gemara says, according to the Shita that says, Shvis bizman hazeh es midrabanan. Okay, well, I think it was Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So Shvis bizman hazeh is only midrabanan. So what does Shvis bizman hazeh midrabanan mean? It means that midrabanan, the loan is going to get canceled. I don't understand that, Rashi says. The Gemara asks. How could the Rabbanan say the loan is canceled? Isn't that stealing? If on a D'oraisa level, there's no Shmita, that means the loan remains intact. So the Rabbanan want to say Shemitah applies bizman hazeh, that means the loan gets smashed and canceled. How could the Rabbanan what? Allow a borrower not to pay. That's stealing. So you see the way Rashi's Masbir, the Kasha, the Gemara, Lamed, Vav, and Beis, that he holds borrowing and not paying back is called Gazlanus. Contradicts our Rashi here. That's the first Kasha. That's the first Kasha. Halacha l'maisa. Please, let's get it. Okay? That's what Shmuel Rozovsky points out in the Shirim. The Rashi in Gittin says explicitly that if you borrow money, don't pay back, you're called a gazlan. The Gemara is saying, how can Shvis bizman hazeh mean the Rabbanan? And we cancel a loan. Mean I told her the loan remains intact because there's no Shemitah. And the Rabbanan are going to say Shemitah exists and therefore we'll cancel the loan? That means you're causing the loan to be a gazlan. So you see Rashi saying black on white, if you borrow money, you don't pay back, you're called a gazlan. Gabi, you got me? That's number one, Kasha. Number two, the Gemara says in two places, but Matiya only gave you one. The Gemara says two places in Bav Metzia that says explicitly that if you're a boss and you don't pay your employee on time, which is called Oshik, you are over low Tigzol. Samech Aleph Amalf and Kuf Yud Aleph Amalf. I only gave you Kuf Yud Aleph Amalf. You are over low Tigzol. Now that's exactly like Kofar Hava. You give a guy money, a guy works, he's owed the money. And the Gemara calls that black on white gazlan. The Farish, no? So there's two kashas. Number one, a steer in Rashi. Number two, Rashi seems to be against the Gemara. So let's give the answer, okay? And then we'll have to develop a little bit more in the beginning of Shiva. We've got a lot to do tomorrow. We've got to get going. The other Rashi's in the Mishnah. But I want to give the answer to the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer is the one who asked that kasha about Oshik. Oshik is not giving your employee a salary. The Avnei Nezer is in the Chuvis and Choshen Mishpat Siman Aleph. So the answer given is as follows. There is no doubt that if you borrow money and you don't pay it back, that you are over Baal Tigzol. You are over the Isser of Gazlanus. There is no doubt. But we do not call that money Tashlumei Gzeila. You are over Lo Tigzol. But we don't call the money that you're supposed to pay Tashlumei Gzeila. And our Mishnah is dealing with Tashlumei Gzeila. And this does not fit the bill. Of borrowing money and not paying it back, that's not called Tashlumei Gzeila. So therefore we answer both Kashas and Rashi. You are over Lo Tigzol if you borrow and don't pay back. But the payment of money that you have to pay up is not called Tashlumei Gzeila. That's the difference that we want to answer Rashi. Okay? Now, the truth of the matter is, okay, and this is an interesting Chiddush, okay? It's an interesting Chiddush, but the truth of the matter is that the Tosfos Ksav Yad Paris, he actually writes, the Mishnah says, Gzeilus is only referring to Kofar B'Pikaron, Shisholech Boyad. He says, don't explain it with classical gzeila. We didn't mention that. He says, don't explain it with classical gzeila. Because why? Because what is the first word in the Masechta? Dine Mominus. What type of gzeila you think fits in the word of Dine Mominus the best? A gzeila that comes through what? A kfira. Namely, Kofar B'Pikaron. So I want you to get that down. I didn't say that earlier in the year. The Ksav Yadmi Paris said that Gzeilus Taka does not mean classical Gzeilus stealing. It means exactly Kofar B'Pikaron. Because that's similar to the phrase of Dini Mamas. A Gzeila comes through a Kfira. Not Stama, your pickpocket. Why do I bring that up now? So that's exactly what I want to bring out. Rashi says, three. There are two cases in the Exalus in the Mishnah. Classical and what else? Kofer going to Shemeth Boyah. What does the Tos Yaksav Yami Paris say? Only Kofer Bipikoto. He doesn't even have classical Exalus. Why is Lova Velo Shilem not considered to be Exalus? Why not? Because you're over Lo Tizo, but you are not calling it Tashlum Exalus. The money that you have to pay back, but we term that as payment for a loan. We don't call that stolen money. And stolen money is what the Mishnah meant when it said Exalus. So that doesn't fit the bill. Now, let's close with the following. We'll pick it up with this in the beginning of Shir tomorrow, and then we got to go Viker with the other Rashis. One of the 63 tractates in Shas is called Masechta Shvi'is. The first 9 prakim deal with the Isra of Avodah Sakarka. The 10th parak deals with only loans, and loans being canceled. And there are different types of categories, bless you, that come up. A classical loan is canceled. Let's say you're an employee, and your boss doesn't pay you for a whole year. Comes the end of Shemitah, you're owed your money as an employee. Is that canceled? Do you call that a halva? You don't. Let's say there's stolen money that someone stole from you. He owes you money. Does Shemitah cancel that? No. There are a bunch of cases that are not canceled by Shemitah. It has to be a pure loan. Okay? So what we have to discuss, and we'll begin that tomorrow, is the concept called milva kafronis. That's what it's called. Milva kafronis. What is milva kafronis? Milva kafronis means a denied loan. Is that meshamed or not meshamed? That's what I have to see tomorrow. I'm going to photocopy the Yerushalmi for you with the pre-motion, with the day-motion. If you have a loan that you deny, is that canceled or not? Okay? That's what we have to see tomorrow. Okay, and then we'll go on to the other Rosh. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Chaz are over. Let's stop Mincha. Okay? Here we go. Photocopies of the Perez run. We have. Okay. Who wants to stop with me, Omen? Ellie. Yeah? Asher Shivet up in the Kosolo, 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 Shivet up in the Kosolo,